Today's Tanya, the 10th day of Tammuz, Yud Tammuz, is in Igeres HaTshuva, at the beginning of Perek Gimel, which is on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 350. Chapter 3 of Igeres HaTshuva. Having established the fact that fasting is not for the purpose of forgiveness, to gain forgiveness, but rather to gain acceptance, to be as willingly accepted before God as before the sin, and that the forgiveness comes from tshuva alone, now the Rebbe continues on, it was Theta Gimel. V'hine chachmei ha-musar ha-achreinim, the scholars in the field of musar, of the last generations, nechleku b'mi shechota chet echad pa'amim rabbeis, a person who sinned the same sin many times. So there are two opinions as to how one proceeds. The yesh emrim, there are those who say shetzorech lehisanes mispar hatzemeis le'esechet pa'amim rabbeis kefi ha-mispar ha-shechota. We said earlier in the previous chapter that for certain sins you have to fast certain numbers of fasts. What happens if you do that same sin twice? As for example, the person who gets angry. So we learned earlier that he has to fast 151 fasts. What if he gets angry twice? Then he has to fast 151 times twice, or does he fast 151 times for all the times that he had gotten angry? So we find that there is one opinion that says that he has to fast the number of fasts for each time that he committed the sin. Again, the Rebbe gives an example, Hamitizera Levatolo, for wasting seed. And the number of fasts recommended in the Tikkunei Tshuva from the Arizal, the number of fasts is 84. So if he did that sin 10 or 20 times, for example, is tzorech lehisaneis esere esrim pa'omim peidalet. So according to this opinion, he would have to fast 10 or 20 times 84. V'chein le'ilam, and so on forever. Dumyo, similar to the way it is with sacrifices. The korban chatos, when you bring a sacrifice for a sin, shechayiv lehovi al kol pam upam. So the law there is that each time that a person commits a sin, even if it's the same sin repeated, for each time he has to bring a separate sacrifice. And so also today, for each time that the person sins, he has to fast the full series or set of fasts. That's according to one opinion. The yesh, and then there are other of the sages, midamin inyin zeh lekar ila habo al mitzvahs esen. There are those who compare the fasting to the bringing of the karban ila, which is brought for the failure to do a positive mitzvah. And in that case, afilu over al kama mitzvahs eser, a person who failed to do many positive mitzvahs or failed many times to do the same mitzvah, miskaper be'ela echas, he is forgiven, more than forgiven, he is accepted before God with one sacrifice. By bringing one sacrifice, he covers all the times that he sinned in failing to do the mitzvah. Kedisa b'gemara perek amad zvachim, as the Gemara says in the first perek of Zvachim, concerning the function of the sacrifice and how one sacrifice covers all the failures to do mitzvahs. So there are two opinions. One opinion compares the fasting to the karban chatos, to the offering that is brought for a sin, and then you bring a separate offering for each sin. And the other opinion is that the fasting is similar to the karban oila, which is brought for the failure to do a positive mitzvah, and then you would bring only one, And similarly, there would be only one series or one set of fasts, no matter how many times the sin was repeated. And the accepted resolution of this difference of opinion is lehisanes gimel pa'amim, to fast three times, kefi misparatzemes dechetze, to fast three sets, three series of fasts. Hainu, which means zeishnun days, 252. Fasts three times. Three times 84. So if a person commits the sin of wasting the seed, then he should fast 252 fasts, which would be three times 84 fasts. Chem b'shar chatayim v'aveinais, and the same would be true for all other sins and transgressions, that you fast the entire series three times. So that's for getting angry, for example, where the number of fasts is 151, so you would fast three times 151. V'hatam, and the reason that we come to this compromise or to this resolution of the dispute, hu al pi ma shekosev b'zeir hakodesh, it is based on what is written in the Zehar. Seif Parshas Noach, at the end of Parshas Noach, and that is that kiven dechav barnashka mikucha b'richo, when a person becomes guilty, sins before God one time, zimnachodo, ovid zishimu, that leaves an impression above, it causes a blemish above. Zimnatlisoi, if he sins a third time, if he repeats the sin three times, ispashet ha'ukisma misitrado lesitrado, then the blemish penetrates through and through, so that it's no longer a blemish, it's a wound. Or it's a tear in the fabric. And therefore, lochein tzorech misparatzeim is gamkein gimel pa'amim. So we see that sinning three times is a different category than anything else. Before the third time, you're dealing only with a blemish. After the third time, you're dealing with a wound. So the critical number is the number three. And therefore the person should fast three sets in order to heal or to cleanse the damage caused by the third time, and then cleanse the damage caused by the second time, in which the blemish becomes more severe, and then cleanse even the first time where there was only a blemish. However, as the Rebbe will say, the Alter Rebbe will say in tomorrow's Shiur, that all this fasting is permissible only for the person who is in such good physical health that he could afford to do all this fasting without damaging his health. But today, when we are not that healthy, then the fasts and fasting in general is not recommended, and the Rebbe has a suggestion of other ways of gaining this cleansing and this acceptability. In the Hayyim Yem, for the 10th of Tammuz, for you Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe, at the beginning of his Nesius, in the early years of his being Rebbe, once taught the following. It says, Me'ashem mitzadei gever kenonu, that a person's steps are guided by God. And this means that when a Jew comes to a certain place, it is with a purpose from heaven. And the purpose is to do a mitzvah, both a mitzvah between man and God, and a mitzvah between man and man. So a Jew is always a messenger, a shliach from above. And the shliach, the messenger, wherever he may be, he represents the presence and the power of the sender. Now, although angels are also messengers, but there is an advantage to a neshama as a messenger over the angels as messengers. Because by neshamas, we carry out our mission based on Torah, and the angel does not.